Policy ain't always sexy, but it's a big deal for tech in 2019. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. This week, we're looking at what to expect for tech and business in 2019. And today, we're diving into the really sexy stuff, tech policy and regulation. Whatever, I love it. We're looking at the possibility of federal privacy legislation. There's net neutrality on the table, tons of state laws. And in 2018, we saw the first big dent in Section 230, the law that says tech platforms aren't legally responsible for everything that gets posted on those platforms. It's really the underpinning of the digital economy. But in 2018, Congress passed a new law holding Google, Facebook, and others responsible for sex trafficking posts on their sites. Cecilia Kang covers tech policy for the New York Times. I asked her if more is in store around Section 230.
So you hear lawmakers saying, well, you know, 2019, enough. These companies are so big, they're so wealthy, and they should be responsible for what's happening on their websites. So you'll hear much more of this. As to whether that translates into an actual bill that becomes law is a whole nother question. It'll be difficult. But I will say, Molly, the sex trafficking bill that passed this year was one of the only pieces of legislation that is passed in Congress so unanimously. They had so much support from both sides of the aisle in both chambers. One thing that's really changed over the last 2 years in Washington is the general sentiment toward the tech industry and this feeling that big tech, the biggest tech companies, no longer should be completely immune of regulation.
What is next in the push to potentially restore net neutrality or come up with some sort of legislation? Do you think Democrats will take up that cause?
The thing about net neutrality, it's so messy. There's so many lawsuits right now on the federal level. And there are actually several different lawsuits from different actual federal orders. So I think the first thing to happen is for the cases to go through the courts. But after that, I think you will see more determinative action in Congress. And meanwhile, you will continue to see states enacting their own laws.
And then is there anything else, anything you predict or any surprises that might come up in the legislative branch in terms of regulation that you foresee in 2019?
You're going to see how the backlash toward big tech companies, the biggest ones in particular, will play out. So I think what you're going to actually see is more action taking place in the way of investigations when it comes to privacy violations. You're going to see other companies potentially sort of get wrapped up in federal investigations at the FTC, potentially at the DOJ, and by state attorneys general, and also class action lawsuits. That's where I think you may see the biggest sting. Lawsuits and actions and investigations in lieu of real regulation. This is not to say that there won't be any regulation. I think you'll definitely see in 2019 the beginning of frameworks for real laws that will come into place.
Cecilia Kang covers tech policy for the New York Times. Tomorrow, we're looking ahead to next week's tech extravaganza in Las Vegas, CES. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.